Dreamscape presents Escaping Madness by Haley Lawson and Michael Anderle. Narrated by Tanya Eby. 1. Ryder didn't know if she could kill Afana and rescue everyone held hostage in the bunker, especially since it looked like Leandro was going to be Fluffy from now on. What she did know was that she and her friends were going to try. Ryder watched Fluffy as he ran ahead toward Massimo's home. His white tail was wagging, and he looked happy. She hoped he was. Ryder recalled the conversation she'd had with him about being a wolf while he was still Leandro. Leandro had said that he loved the feeling of being free when he ran. Perhaps that was why he was running now? That thought warmed Ryder's heart. Maybe the reason Fluffy couldn't turn back to Leandro was that he was now in his true form, as a wild thing. She had mixed feelings about that. She missed Leandro, but was also glad that Fluffy was back. Either would be good when they got to the bunker, but Ryder had a feeling Fluffy would be more ruthless than Leandro, and that was what they needed. Fluffy would rip Afana in two. At least she hoped he would. Ryder was flagging by the time they approached Massimo's. The fight with Sergei and Yegor had sapped every last bit of her energy. She trailed behind the others, every step a monumental effort, since all she wanted to do was curl up in a ball right where she was and take the longest nap in history. Well, at least I'm not taking a dirt nap like those two assholes. She smiled and winced at the sharp pain in her cheek. She knew there'd be a nasty bruise there tomorrow. Carter slowed down to walk beside Ryder.
Penny for your thoughts.
He was still wearing the sweater Tightwad had given him. There were little flecks of glitter in it that caught the fading sunlight. He looked like a fairy had sprayed the glitter on him. She smiled, then winced a little, when the movement caused the already tight skin under her eye to stretch. Ryder grinned at Carter. I'm thinking you look like a colorful Muppet. Carter laughed.
You're a fine one to talk. Have you looked at yourself?
He sniffed and waved a hand in front of his nose.
Or smelled yourself, even?
I was in a fight, Ryder protested. She took a whiff of her armpit and cringed a little. Carter wasn't going to go easy on Ryder just because she'd been in an epic battle.
What? With a horse?
Ryder looked down at her clothes and noticed they were, in fact, covered in a thick layer of stinking muck. That had escaped her. Those fuckers. They must have dragged me through manure. If they weren't already dead, I would rip their heads off and stick them up each other's asses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?